The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening and welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. We're getting set for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. It is Marhamount Academy at Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you courtside, and as we get here, the ball goes up and the tip is away. Valley Falls is going to control it down, and we're underway in the guys' game. For Valley Falls, Hayden Kearney, Zach Evans, John Freaks, Thayer Coleman, and Dylan Cervantes, the starting five. And Dylan puts up a running shot away from the ball. We had a shoulder drop and a big screen out, and we're going to have a offensive foul seconds into the ball game, and it is going to be whistled on Valley Falls' John Frakes. For Marhamount Academy, it'll be Bowden Korbelik and Parrish Beagle, Luke Siebert, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce, the starting five. Ravens are going to have the ball in play from midcourt across the way. It'll be brought into Bowden Korbelik. It'll bring it up the floor and swing it over to the left side. Gets it there to Parrish Beagle. Parrish holding the ball high above his head. Gets it over to Siebert. Back out on top. It'll come to Parrish. These two teams met earlier this season in Atchison, and the Ravens played an extraordinary game, hitting a phenomenal percent from the floor, coming away with a win in that one. Here's a shot. It's up and good by Dylan. Cervantes puts Valley Falls in front. The Dragons lead it 3-0, less than a minute into the game. That was just a quick shot. He got to the top of the key, had a little daylight, said, I'm going to put that thing in, and just threw it down. Here's a feed out on top. Siebert has the basketball for the Ravens. 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Left side is going to go to Sam Joyce. Batted out of his hand. Sam is able to recover the basketball. Comes out on top to Harris. Harris dribbles it over to the left side to Korbelik. Bowden will work it out toward the top. Runs it out to Parrish Beagle. For the Ravens, the thing they seem, I think, to do best is transition the ball. You get them in the half-court offense, and they can run it very well. They will be very patient. They will be selective, getting the shot that they want. But to get the points they like to score, here's a little turnaround by Joyce. It's going to be blocked by Price. Rebounding it in as Valley Falls are going to take it the other way. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. But again, for the Ravens to score the points they like to score, they want to transition. Here's a three left side, up and wide right, and a rebound off the missed shot by Hayden Kearney. Here comes MHMA. Korbelik will have it on the right side, deep in the corner. Way down near the baseline, and very near head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, who's working his team sideline. 5:45 to play in the opening quarter. Still 3-0. Low scoring to start this thing. Then again, the girls' game, the first game of the night, very low scoring as well. So there's that. Here's a three. Harris ties the game. Mark Harris puts in the three, and we are even with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Now coming into the middle for Valley Falls, it's going to be Zach. Evans finds no room there, brings it out on top to Dillon. Cervantes with a left-hand dribble. Heels in the center circle. Now he's going to reverse and come back to the right side where he lobs it over to Hayden Kearney. Kearney, little skip pass left to Frakes. The big guy comes out between the circles at the high post. Gets it back again to Cervantes. And we're at 5 minutes ago. The skip pass into the middle is going to be kicked out of bounds. It'll be Dragon basketball. That's got Coach Gatzmeyer way out on the floor as he is not happy with something that happened or maybe something that didn't happen. You can never tell. Coaches are like that. Cervantes will do the inbound. He'll lob it way up high near midcourt. Valley Falls is going to have a back in play. Hayden Kearney running it from the one. Still a 3-3 game at 4:55 to play in the first quarter. Cervantes goes baseline, puts up a running baseline floating shot that's good. And Dillon quickly with five. It is a 5-3 game. Valley Falls with the lead. Dillon has all the points. Morehill Mount Academy with the basketball back on offense, and we're at the 4.5 minute mark of the opening quarter. Luke Sieber will take a baseline, miss it, rebounding it down. It's going to be Harris. He'll kick it off the glass and score. These two teams with a lot of similarities, just from the very base of things, then the similarities becoming even more distinct and profound as this game has gone on. Each team has its guy scoring all the points. Mark Harris for the Ravens, Dillon Cervantes for Valley Falls. We're a 5-5 game. And we are halfway through the opening quarter. Here's Dillon going three and hits another one. Dillon Cervantes has another three. What a shot. It is now 8-5 Valley Falls, and we're inside 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Back over to the right side. Ravens with the basketball. Parrish on top underneath the Corbelly. He will go with a little head fake, miss the shot. Rebounding it down is going to be Joyce. Power move, miss the shot. Rebound is out of play. It's off Sam. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. For the Ravens, two substitutions set to check into the game for head coach Dan Rapplinger. MHMA is going to bring Brody Coatman into the game, and also they're going to bring in Johnkin and Guaba. The team will become maybe a little taller, probably maybe a little faster. 3:33 to go in the first. Valley Falls with the basketball. They lead it by three. The baseline. And another one for Dillon. That one won't go in. Johnkin coming up with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to run. Here comes Harris. He'll work it down the left side of the lane. Little bunny hop, left-hand hook shot. No, Johnkin follows up. Yes. And Guaba will have his first points of the game. It is now 8-7 Valley Falls, and we're at the 3:10 mark of the first quarter. Cervantes with the basketball as Valley Falls back on offense. By the way, the Dragons are going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Top side with it is going to be Hayden Kearney. He'll work it over to Dillon. They run a little motion. Back out on top. It'll go to Zach Evans. He'll knife his way into the lane, miss his shot, get his own rebound, as he follows it up, and he gets fouled. Maybe on Coatman, maybe on Johnkin. It is going to be on Brody Coatman. He'll have his first foul of a game. That is the first foul by MHMA this evening. And for Valley Falls, it'll bring free throws up here for Zach Evans. He's at the line for two. Front half is good. Valley Falls coming into the game tonight at 8-7, 7-5 in the conference. MHMA 13-4. They are 11-2 in the NEKL. Second free throw is no good. And a rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Korbelik coming up with the basketball, and MHMA up the floor. Korbelik is going to launch the three wide to the left side, and a rebound is going to be out of bounds off Valley Falls. It's a two-point Dragon lead at 9-7. 2:39 to go in the first quarter. Korbelik will take the inbound out on top to Parrish. Harris has it, drives to the free throw line. Back out to Beagle. He'll work around to the right. Now, alley-oops underneath for Brody. And his pass is going to be knocked away. Coatman's pass well out of too low, well within reach of the defender. And up with it will come Valley Falls. They'll kick it out on top. Dillon will back into the lane, twist, turn, finds no room there, brings it back off on top, around to the right side with it is going to come Hayden Kearney. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. The feed down to the baseline. Frakes, shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, potting away, it's up, no good. And Guaba coming up with the rebound, and the Ravens are going to run it the other way. Here's Harris down the left side. Korbelik will knife into the lane, has a strip from him, picks it up, drives, shoots, and scores. Bowden Korbelik will have his first bucket of the game, and we're even at 9. A minute 47 to go in what's been an entertaining, albeit low-scoring, first quarter of high school basketball. Valley with the ball down the floor, and as the evening has worn on, and as we've gotten to 7 o'clock and people have had a chance to get home from work and get around, the crowd has increased considerably in the gym tonight. By the way, construction on the new addition here on the west side of the Valley Falls High School seems to be moving along swimmingly. Here's a cut into the lane. The shot is going to go up and in, plus one. No way. They are going to say no. They are going to wave off the shot. And say Valley Falls traveled with the basketball. So a break for the Ravens and bad break for the Dragons. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. It is still a 9-9 ball game. Parrish Beagle will walk it up the floor, take it across at the logo. Goes to Johnkin on the right side of the free throw line. Back out on top to Parrish. I don't think Parrish Beagle has taken a shot yet. Regularly, he's the Ravens' leading scorer. Haven't seen much out of him. Back on the right side. Backing in is Harris. Gets it to Beagle. Goes into the lane. Puts it up from short range and scores it. Parrish Beagle's first bucket gives the Ravens the lead at 11-9. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. That is Morehill Mount Academy's first lead tonight. Dragons go to the right side. Dillon crosses at the baseline. Feeds it over on the left. The ball gets away. It's going to be saved in the corner. Skip back out on top. In the lane. The turnaround. One-handed shot. Hayden Carney, a pretty, pretty shot. And he'll tie the game at 11. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. Now the Ravens are going to hold it up and run this thing for the final shot. 10 seconds. Now 9. Beagle still out near the center circle with 6. Slide to the right side off the screen with 4. All the way to the baseline with 2. Launches it out to 2. The top where the three-point shot by Mark Harris does not go in. And we've come to the end of the opening quarter. It's close as it can get here in Valley Falls. We'll be back. Second quarter on tap. The score after 1. Valley Falls 11 and Morehill Mount Academy 11.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Minutes to play as we go to the second quarter. Joseph in the studio, our engineer and our producer and the guy who keeps us all on the air, Joseph. Happy to have you there with us tonight. Tom Couch with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Valley Falls is led in scoring by Dylan Cervantes. He's been outstanding. 8 points in the game. Hayden Carney, 2, and Zach Evans with the other point for the Dragons. For MHMA, much more balanced. Harris with 5, Korblik 2, Beagle 2, Johnkin 2. Here we go. Ravens have the basketball to begin things. Second quarter's underway. Pass is going to come out on top. Over to the left side. Johnkin into the lane, shoots and misses. Rebound tipped out. Cervantes comes up with a basketball. He'll bring it into the forecourt, slow it down, lets the team join him. Comes it over to the right side. Still tied at 11. 7.5 to play. In the second quarter. Baseline shot from the left is up and no good. Rebound tipped around. Valley's going to save it. Cervantes backs away. He thought for a moment about taking the three and then decided, yeah, you know, probably not going to do that. And he will kick it out to the point guard spot. Zach Evans will get it to Hayden Carney. 7-11 to go in the half. Tied at 11. Way up on top, it's going to be Frakes. Frakes gets it to the point. That's going to be Cervantes. He will direct the traffic. Now the defense looks at him. He will drive into the middle, dish it back behind him. One-handed runner rolls up and in. Zach Evans has 3. Valley Falls is back in front at 13-11. 6:50 to go here in the opening quarter. Or an opening half, just before halftime. Back out on top, here's Valley. 6:39 to go. Ravens will work around to the left side. Parrish Beagle drives the baseline. Cutting across, Harris, underneath Johnkin. His shot deflected. You can hear the roar from his teammates and the fans here. As Nkwamba got his shot blocked. And now the ball's going to be knocked away. Here comes Harris. Jailbreak. Mark up and in. The running shot by Mark Harris, his seventh point of the game. And the Ravens lead, or rather, Ravens tie it up at 13. It's a 13-13 game, 6 minutes to go in the half. To the baseline left, shot off the window, but no good. Nkwamba coming down with a rebound. Gets it to Harris. Outlets it. Parrish, the breakaway, no. Down to the baseline. The follow-up, no by Ms. Pagel. It's still on the floor. Brody Coatman tries to get it. They're going to call a jump ball at the baseline. Possession arrow. Valley falls. Ravens are going to make a duo of substitutions, and as they happen, let's reset the five on the floor. For the Ravens, Jonathan Nkwamba is out there. Luke Siebert back into the game, as is Bowden Korbelik. You're going to have Brody Coatman, and rounding it out, Parrish Beagle. 5:50 to go in the first half. It is a 13-13 ball game. Ravens and Dragons. We watched Valley Falls just a few days ago, and they had a great game. And now here's a reach in, trying to block the ball away, and a Morehamite Academy foul. Foul is going to be on Parrish Beagle. It'll be his first, and for the Ravens, it's team foul two. These officials not calling a lot of fouls. Matter of fact, hardly calling any fouls. That is the second foul of the game for the Ravens. Valley Falls has been called for one foul, and we've got 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. First free throw does not go in, but the second one does. And Zach Evans is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the game, and Valley Falls is back on top at 14-13. And at 5.5 to play in the opening half, it's going to be Bowden Korbelik into the forecourt. Ravens with the basketball down one. Feeds over to the left side. Parrish turns, shoots, scores. Parrish Beagle picking up his second bucket of the afternoon. Puts the Ravens back in front by one at 15-14. Did not take long. That possession was under 10 seconds. Out on top, going to be Dylan Cervantes. He's got the basketball for Valley Falls. Kicks it to the left side. The rainbow shot for three from deep in the left corner is going to be no good. Duncan Nkwamba gets upstairs, rebounds it down. Beagle bringing it up the court. Ravens have the basketball, leading it by one. As we go inside, 5 to go in the first half. High school basketball here this evening on CARE Radio. Tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look. Friday, more high school hoops. Saturday, Benedictine College basketball. So a busy time here in mid-February. Happy to have you with us. From the right side, Siebert. Jump shot, good for two. First points for the sophomore tonight. Luke Siebert pushes the Raven lead to 17-14. We've got 4.5 to play. 4.5 to play in the first half. Here's Dylan for three. Oh, another one is good. Dylan Cervantes has been spectacular this evening. That is his third three, his 11th point of the game, and it's 17-17. Again, this game is tied with 4:10 to play in the half. Baseline jump shot, rims out, no good for the Ravens. Rebound to get down, it's going to be Cervantes. He's doubled up in the backcourt, gets the ball, freed up, gets it away, hands it over to Zach Evans. Evans down court, goes into the lane, changes hands, it's up, it's good, add one. Coming to the line with a chance at a conventional three, it's going to be Zach Evans. Boy, Zach put on a beautiful move as he drove down the left side of the lane, switched hands, did a great job of getting the ball away from the defender, using his body to block the defender off. The foul is going to be on Johnkin, and the free throw is good. So Zach will complete the conventional three-point play. It is now a 20-17 game, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break here in Valley Falls, down to 3:56 to go in the opening half. It is Valley Falls 20, Morehamite Academy 17.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We'll be right back.
3:56 to go in the opening half of the guys game. It is a 20-17 Valley Falls lead. Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, everybody, in the Northeast Kansas League. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play, trailing by three. Full court pressure being applied by the Dragons for the first time tonight. Ravens are going to bring it in to Mark Harris. Harris goes over to the left side to Siebert. Luke will weave his way into the forecourt, taking it across the timeline, putting up his dribble in front of the Valley Falls bench, goes left side. Harris launches three, drains it. Perfect shot. Mark Harris, his second three of the game, his 10th point tonight. And the game is tied again now at 20. 3:37 to go in the first half. And Valley Falls will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. The official stopped the game to have one of the players jump up and pull the net down, when he could have asked me to do that. But I guess that's okay. Let the young guys have the fun. Here's Dylan Cervantes, right side with it. Valley with the basketball. We're tied at 20. This game has been very fun. It's been very close. No team has led by any kind of a margin. I'm looking through my score sheet. Looks like three. Three has been the largest lead for either team. Ball's going to be batted away for a moment from Zach, picked up out on top by Hayden Carney. And Valley Falls again. They're taking a little air out. They're spreading the floor inside three. Here's a shot, partially deflected. It's on the floor, saved by Valley Falls. Carney gets it back to Evans. Topside Carney. In the lane, falling away from 10. Rosie and gets it. Hayden Carney has four. 22-20, Valley Falls, 2.5 to go in the first half. Harris, look away, underneath, Sam, it's up and good, plus one. Didn't even see Sam Joyce get back into the game. He obviously has just checked in. They caught him on the left side where he goes up with the layup, drawing the foul. The foul is going to be the first of the game by Valley Falls, Carter Pickerel, and the free throw is a circus shot that goes in. And Joyce will have 3 points. The Ravens are up by one, 23-22. 2:20 to go. Valley Falls back down the floor with it. 2:15 left in the half. They'll lob underneath. Dylan on the floor once. Two head fakes, shot up, no. Rebound, pulled around, save of the Dragons. These teams are working really hard. Baseline follow-away shot, no. Rebound tipped out. Saved again by the Dragons. The dish left. There's Freak. Misses the bunny. Rebounding it down this time has got to be Sam Joyce. I will say this. When Sam wraps his arms around the basketball, it's probably where it's going to stay. He is a big, strong guy. With 1:45 to go in the half. Ravens up court with the basketball, leading it by one. The shot by Harris is blocked. And then we will have a foul. As Harris tries to defend up the court, he'll pick up his first. It's going to be the Ravens team foul four, and we have 1:40 to go in the first half. 23-22. Here comes Valley Falls. They lead. No, they trail. They trail the Ravens by one at 23-22. That's right. Now, the pass over to the left side is going to get away, and Valley Falls will turn it over. So the Ravens with a one-point lead, 23-22, putting it in play, and Harris will bring it in. Over to the left side. Here's Brody. Shoots and gets it. The fast break and the fast bucket. First point tonight for Brody Copeman. And we're going to get a Valley timeout. Yes, we are. Coach Gansmeyer taking the T.O. We're going to take it with him. We're at 1:19 to go in the half. It is now Morehill Mount Academy 25, Valley Falls 22.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
We'll be right back.
3 points is the biggest margin that either team has led by in this game. The Ravens have led by three two different times. Valley Falls has led by three different times. But no one has ever led by more than three. That's how close it has been played this evening. Dragons bringing the ball up the floor. It's going to be snapped out of bounds. And checking in for Valley Falls is going to be Thayer Coleman coming back in. And we've got 1:01 left in the first half. Dragons have the ball down three. Cervantes, he's been red hot. The pass, the shot from the top, the three, no good. Rebound, Dillon comes down with the basketball. Back over to the right side, it's going to be Hayden. Works to the right side of the lane, dribbles it off on top. Behind him to Dillon. Cervantes goes three, no. Rebound, pulled down by Morehill Mount Academy. Up with it will come Beagle. Harris will have it on top. Right side, Harris, the three, it's in. Mark Harris. And for the first time, a team leads by more than three. It is 28-22. 26 seconds to go in the half. Ravens in front. Valley Falls looking to cut that gap before halftime. 20 seconds up before intermission. Top side is going to be Kearney. Ravens have shifted to the 2-3 zone. Back over to the right it comes. Hayden Kearney to Zach Evans. Zach will feed. Baseline left. And we're going to get a traveling call of the Dragons. So Valley Falls will turn it over. 7 seconds to go in the half, and the Ravens are going to have to go the length of the court looking to get that shot away. Here they come. Parrish Beagle down the floor. Comes out on top. 2 seconds. 1 second. The shot at the buzzer off the mark. It's halftime. We'll be back in Valley Falls to summarize the opening half for you. It has been a fantastic first half of boys high school basketball at intermission. It is Morehill Mount Academy 28, Valley Falls 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Well, the two teams have gone to the locker room at halftime in Valley Falls, and the visitors from Atchison, Morehill Mount Academy's in front, 28-22. Let's recap that first half scoring. First of all, for the Ravens, leading the way, leading all scorers, Mark Harris with 13 points. You had 4 in the first half for Parrish Beagle. Notice the drop-off from 13 to 4, and then 3 for Sam Joyce, and then 2 apiece. Bowden Korbelik and Luke Siebert, Johnkin Nkwaba, Brody Copeman, every one of them with 2. For Valley Falls, Dillon Cervantes came out of the blocks fast, and he was raced to an 11-point first half. It's 7 at intermission for Zach Evans. Hayden Kearney has the Dragons' other 4. Fouls, no issue. No player on either team has more than one. Stick around. Second half promises to be absolutely entertaining. We're looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, with the halftime score in Valley Falls, Kansas, Morehill Mount Academy 28, the Valley Falls Dragons 22. We're taking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. That's right. He has halftime.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack 2 melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We're bringing you the Marshall Mount Academy at Valley Falls Games. We'll be returning to the boys' game in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday night rolls around back to high school basketball again, as we will be with Atchison High as they take on Labette County. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens are on the road at Culver Stockton. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the local area, we're the only series of high school basketball games in competition tonight. In the earlier game, it was the Marhill Mount Academy ladies over the Valley Falls ladies with a final score of Marhill Mount Academy girls 36, Valley Falls girls 25. In the boys game here at the half, we've got Marhill Mount Academy leading the Valley Falls boys 28-22. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on msc.sports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. KARE 93.7, your local sports authority.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. 39 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tonight 18, cloudy. High of 28, tomorrow, snow likely. 3 to 5 inches of snow, tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we are getting a little bit of light snow down here at the Care Country Studios on 5th and Kansas here in Atchison, Kansas. Taking a look up on the weather station located on the Boys and Girls Club campus in North Atchison. We have dropped to 31.3 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity 81%. Barometric pressure is steady at 30.01 inches of mercury. Dew point 26 degrees Fahrenheit. And our feels like temperature out there is 26 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Our Care Radio Valentine's Sweetheart Giveaway is all wrapped up. Congratulations to our winner, Gary Fowler of Nortonville. Gary scores the following prizes from our great sponsors. From Subiaco Wine Bar, alcohol-free wine. From AFA Advisors, LLC, a wonderful coffee gift basket. From Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville, a $20 gift certificate. From Snap Fitness, 10 free tans. And from Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, a Cupid cake. Stay tuned for details on our next big giveaway. It's coming soon.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. We go to the second half. It is a 28-22 lead for Morehill Mount Academy over Valley Falls. Good to have you back with us, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy who took such good care of you back in the Care Sports Studio there at halftime. Joseph, thank you very, very much. Tom Couch with you here at the Valley Falls Gymnasium. Valley Falls MHMA, it was a 65-38 win for the Ravens the last time these two teams played. It is not going to be that kind of a game here tonight. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Valley with the basketball. They'll go around to the left side. Driving into the middle is going to be Hayden. He will put the shot on his way. No good. Rebounding it down. Ravens. Harris bringing it up the floor. Mark has had an outstanding first half here tonight. Back out on top with it. It's going to be Beagle. He'll swing it over to the left side to Korbelik. Bowden. Back it will come again to Luke Siebert. Luke starts left, drives right, plays off the screen, gets it to Bowden. Every time they run this motion around the top, it gets maybe just a step closer and a step closer. Now they've got about to the top of the key. 6.5 to go. Here's Beagle putting up the two-point shot. No. Rebound Harris. Pulled down Beagle underneath, and the shot is going to be up and good by Sam. Beagle the assist. Sam Joyce has 5. And the Ravens push their lead now to 30-22. They are up 8 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Found it with the basketball over to the left side. They'll feed it in the middle. That's going to be John Frakes. John, we're in 13 tonight. So if you're keeping that scorebook at home and trying to keep that all straight, John is in 13 this evening. Valley's going to stretch it out, move it back out to the top. Motion to the right side to Evans. Back it'll come to Dylan. Cervantes, a runner from 14, two soft rebound, tip back out on top. Valley's going to control it in the lane. A couple of head fakes later. The shot is going to go up, but it won't go in. Those head fakes, though, resulted in a travel, so it's going to come back to Morehill Mount Academy. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. 30-22, MHMA in front on the road this evening. Ravens 13-4 on the season, 11-12, 11-2 in the conference. Valley Falls is 8-7. on the year, 7-5 in the NEKL. Back over to the left side. Harris will back in. Double team. Gets it to Sam. The big guy's power move won't go in. And a rebound, Dylan Cervantes. Dylan gets it down. Brings it up to Zach. Evans into the lane. Twist, turn, shoot, scores, and draws the foul. Count that bucket. Zach Evans coming to the free throw line. He has now 9 points. It is going to be the second foul by the Ravens, Luke Siebert, and the first foul of the second half by either team. And here's Zach Evans looking for the three-point play. It is up. It is good. And they cut into the Raven gap, now 30-25. 5:10 left in the third quarter. Valley Falls at home here this evening. Again, the games are running a little bit early. They have advanced the times a little bit in anticipation of some wintry weather coming in. Here's a feed underneath again to Joyce, and this time as he goes up, John Frakes says, yeah, you know, I'm just going to give you that easiest shot. He will commit a foul. And at the free throw line for the Ravens comes Sam Joyce. Sam has 5 points. He's 1 of 1 at the line today. The free throw just a little wide to the right side. For John Frakes, here's the interesting thing. John has 2 fouls. And a matter of fact, in the entire night tonight, Valley Falls has 2 fouls. John is the only 2 fouls been called on Valley Falls tonight. Second free throw is good, 1 in each half. The free throw makes it 31-25. And we're down to 4:55 to play third quarter here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Dragons are going to walk it up the floor, and Hayden Carney takes it across midcourt at the center. Ravens have brought Brody Coatman into the game. Here's Cervantes, baseline left for 3, no good. Offensive rebound, followed up and put back up and in. First points of the night by Thayer Coleman. 31-27. With 4.5 to play third quarter. Valley Falls hanging tight. Here's a Luke Siebert 3, and he 2. They're going to say 2 for Siebert. 33-27. Ravens respond with that trip down court. Valley Falls back up the floor. We're just about halfway through the third quarter already. Team moving along at a very brisk pace. Morehead Mount Academy up a half a dozen. These teams are both going to be back in action again Friday, so it's going to be a very quick turnaround. Assuming that there's school, and there may not be. It's going to be even tougher for the coaches to come back and play a game. Maybe not even having gotten the team together between games. Valley will have it over to the right side, skip it down to the baseline corner, breaks back over to the wing. Thayer comes out on top. That's going to be Carney with it. Back over to Thayer. He'll launch the 3. Wow, what a shot! Thayer Coleman! It's 33-30, and back to a one-possession game we have come. Morehead Mount Academy is going to make a substitution. Out of the game will come Siebert, and back in for the Ravens will come the senior, Jonkin Nguaba. The feed underneath, Parrish reverse layup does not go in. He tried a little crossover move, but was fouled from behind. And I think, is that Frakes getting another foul? It is. So John Frakes has 3 fouls in the game, and both of the second half fouls by Valley Falls. The free throw is going to be up and good for Parrish Beagle. Parrish, 2 points in the opening quarter, 2 more in the second quarter, and that is his first third quarter point, so he's at 5. Parrish sends a second one up, no good. It is 34-30. Ravens lead the Dragons. Here's Dylan for 3. Rims all the way around. No, you can hear the groan from the crowd as they thought it was going to go in. I thought it was going to go in. But it rimmed out. Ravens back up the floor. Here's Korbelik from the baseline. He'll hit the 3 for the Ravens. Bowden Korbelik has 5. 37-30. And we're at the 2:53 mark of the third quarter. Valley Falls again down the court. The fans are really quiet here tonight. I think that they're kind of hanging on every play, on every shot. And the team has been able to put together any kind of a real momentum drive. It has been very balanced, very back and forth kind of a game. Here's a baseline runner that's missing, getting his own rebound back as Hayden Kearney. And now the ball's going to be knocked away from him, and Bowden Cornblick will pick it up. The Ravens will run. Here is going to be Parrish. It's up and in. And that is what the Ravens and Parrish Beagle do best. That transition game, that quick score. Parrish has got seven, and it's now Ravens in front by nine. Valley Falls is going to take a timeout. We've got a break in the action and a 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Your score in Valley Falls, Ravens 30, Dragons, or the Ravens 39, Dragons 30.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
With the Ravens leading at 39-30 and having taken their largest lead of the game, welcome back, everybody, to Valley Falls, Kansas. We're down to 2 minutes and 16 seconds of play in the third quarter. We're MHMA. You're going to have Brody Copeman and Johnkin and Guava down to the baseline, and across the front, it's going to be Mark Harris, Parrish Beagle, and Bowden Korbelik. For Valley Falls, taking a quick scan, it's going to be the original starting five. We have not had Coach Gadsmeyer go very deep into the bench. You've got Kearney, Hayden Kearney, Zach Evans, John Frakes, Thayer Coleman, and Dylan Cervantes. And Dylan, with the basketball, puts on a little bit of a move. The defender gets around behind him a little bit and commits a foul. It is going to be the second foul tonight by the Ravens' Mark Harris. Team fouls are even at two apiece in the second half. It'll be Valley Falls ball coming into their baseline. Korbelik checks out of the game and back in for the Ravens. He was in for a short time in the first half. That's Keegan Mispagel. Down the right side, into the lane. Bunny hop shot up, no good. Ravens rebounded down. Baseball pass up. Beagle, he'll run, shoot, score. And again, there is how the Ravens love to and want to and do so well. Put points on the board. That fast break. That was a 50-foot pass up the court. Here's a runner on the other end that misses. And a rebound followed up and misses. Rebounding it again. It's going to be pulled down by Copeman. Here come the Ravens. Miss Pagel down the floor. It is a 3-on-2 break. Miss Pagel will scoot it into the middle, and the ball's going to get kicked. And that was probably the best thing that Thayer Coleman could have done with that. Got a toe on it and booted that ball. Going to allow his defense to come down court and help him a little bit. But the minute 28 to go in the third. Still a 41-30 Raven lead. They've slowly stretched out that lead. And now Harris's inbound pass is out of the reach of Parrish Beagle. And the Ravens are going to turn it over. For Hillman Academy, leading it by 11. No. This quarter has seen the Ravens outscore Valley Falls, 13-8? So they've continued to slowly and methodically extend that lead. Minute 20 to go in the third. Double-digit lead for the Ravens, up 11. Pass going to come out on top. It's going to be Coleman with it. Now, Cervantes' shot is up. Nope, but he got fouled. Dylan with that great, quick first step. Accelerates down the right side. Attacks the basket, and the defender getting in late. It's going to be a third foul on the sophomore for the Ravens, Luke Siebert. And at the line, Dylan Cervantes. He hasn't had a free throw tonight. And his first one, he throws his hands in the air because it was way high. Hits the backboard. Carry him straight in. Count the bucket until he's just like, well, it's all good. Second one is perfect. He threw it right through the net. First points of the second half for Dylan with those two free throws. They've cut the Raven lead to 9 at 41-32. And with 1:08 to go in the third quarter, the Ravens back up court with it. Looking out of the floor, MHMA's made a couple of substitutions. Valley Falls has made one. Into the game for the Dragons, we're going to get Carter Pickerel, Carter the freshman. Morehome Mount Academy over to the right side. Miss Pagel comes out on top. Harris, Mark, looking in. What's Brody Coatman? Brody's a big guy. We don't have his numbers, but I'm saying he's 6'4", maybe 5", something like that, tall and lean. The outlet pass is going to be batted away and going to be saved by the Ravens. Here comes Parrish Beagle. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Coach Rapplinger for MHMA on his feet, giving his team the play he wants run, and it looks like it's going to be a play that takes the clock down to a final play. No, he's going to call a timeout and sketch something up. We'll see what he does. We'll be back. 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Morehome Mount Academy 41, Valley Falls 32.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
With 18 seconds to play in the third quarter of the ball game, we're had a timeout by the Ravens. They lead by 9. Let's see what Coach Rapplinger has drawn up that he wants his team to work on. It'll come in to Miss Pagel. Out on top to Harris. 14 seconds up. Mark will drive down the right side of the lane. Miss Pagel puts up the three. Nope. Rebound. Johnkin has it knocked out of his hand, and a foul is going to be called. A foul on Valley Falls. It will be on Carter Pickerel. His first. And with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter, the Ravens are going to have it in play again at their offensive baseline, just to the left of the basket. Harris will do the inbound work, feeds it in to Coatman, straight up and in. That play took a fraction of a second. And for Brody, the bucket, his fourth point, and the desperation shot at the buzzer does not go in. We go to the fourth quarter in Valley Falls. There's a timeout on the floor after three quarters. Morehome Mount Academy 43, Valley Falls 32.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's and Acheson. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
With the Ravens outscoring the Dragons 15-10 in the third quarter, we go to the fourth. It is a 43-32 Morehome Mount Academy lead. Welcome back, everybody. For MHMA, Mark Harris continues to be the leading scorer on the team in spite of Mark not scoring a point in the third quarter. He had those 13 at halftime, hasn't scored since. For Valley Falls, leading the way, Dylan Cervantes, 13, Zach Evans. Oh, he's got 10. It's Dragon basketball. We're underway in the fourth quarter. Breaks with it. John has 3 fouls for Valley Falls. But as important as those are, the whole business of trailing by 11, probably a bigger issue for Coach Gatzmeyer right now. Valley will feed it over to the right side, underneath the rim. Cervantes puts it back on top. Here's a 3. Well, off to the right side. Rebounding it down is the Ravens. They'll fast break. Look away. Pass right side. Brody Cup. Cartman goes up and gets it for 2. Brody with a half a dozen, and the Ravens opening up a bit of a lead now at 45-32. 7:14 to go in the game. Skip pass to the right side to Cervantes. Comes back out on top. Zach Evans is going to direct the traffic. Goes to Dylan. 3. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Brody. He'll bring it up. Harris goes across. And the Ravens are going to back it away and run the offense. We're over a minute into the fourth quarter now. Ravens with the basketball. Coatman will have it at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor 2 times. Gets it back to Mark Harris. Harris, little left-hand dribble, starts to the far side, brings it back to the right, comes out on top. It's going to be Korbelik with it. He'll head for the baseline. 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Ravens leading it by 13. MHMA can afford to be extraordinarily patient, and maybe this is a really good time for them to maybe hone some of their game situation, ball handling, and time management skills. We're going to get a foul by the Ravens underneath the goal. And back it'll come to Valley Falls. We'll see who's guilty as the official heads over to the scorer's table. It is going to be the second foul of the night for Brody Coatman. The Ravens' fourth foul of the second half. Here comes Valley Falls. 45-32. With their largest lead of the game, Ravens are up front. Here's a drive into the lane. The shot blocked, and the official's going to call it a jump ball. Duncan Nguaba got out in front of Zach Evans, got a hand on the top of the ball, rode it back to the ground, possession arrow, MHMA. Back up the floor, they're going to come inside six now. Korbelik will have it topside. He'll start to the left. The defender reaching in, batting it away, reaches in, bats it away again, but with a second effort, Hayden Kearney will be called for his first foul tonight. So Hayden with foul number one. Team fouls are going to even up at four apiece in the second half. And the Ravens are going to bring Siebert back into the game for Coatman. 5:50 to go in the game. The ball comes into the backcourt. And here we go, down the left side. Siebert will go left side, back off on top. Almost taking the three. Parrish pulls it back down. He knows, okay, not what I was supposed to do. Better kind of follow the guidance of Coach Rapplinger. Here's the feed to Johnkin off the right block. Drops a shoulder. Gets the bucket. Counted for Johnkin and Guava. Wasn't sure there wasn't going to be an offensive foul in that as he went up with that shot. There was plenty of contact. 47-32. 5:17 to go. The Ravens up 15 now. Here's a baseline shot missing. Offensive rebound. Hook shot missing. Another offensive rebound. And now it's going to be stolen away by the Ravens. Baseball pass to the other end. It's Harris. Down, up, in. Harris for two. 15 points, Mark Harris. And the Ravens now really opening the floodgates. It's 49-32 at 4:50 to go. Hayden Kearney takes the right side for Valley Falls. Comes out on top. Cervantes, top of the key for three. Not going to go down. Zach Evans giving a good look, but just couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Moore Hill Mount Academy. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Hope you've been enjoying high school basketball this evening here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. We're going to have a traveling call down to the baseline, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Tomorrow night, sports look on Kara. Say what we're going to do. We're going to talk about, I think, to more than a small extent, how substates are, how they're shaping up. We've kind of talked about them briefly a week or so, last week, maybe the week before, but now as they are drawing very close, we're going to take a very serious look at them. Now, here's going to be a steal for the Ravens, coming down with it. Parrish, drive, shoot, scores. Parrish, Beagle, and again, the Ravens want and do like and do it well the fast break. 51-32. We're inside 4 minutes to go. Some of the folding chairs are being picked up, and the jackets are coming out, and the hats are going on here in the Valley Falls gym. 19-point game. Shot from the outside, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Parrish is wide open. Look out, over the shoulder, in, up, missed it. Johnkin won't. He'll follow it home in Guava for two. The Ravens have blown to a 20-plus point lead. Valley Falls is going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're down now to 3:35 to play. Moore Hill Mount Academy 53, Valley Falls 32.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
score of the ball game. Moore Hill Mount Academy well on their way to their 14th win of the year. And this has been apparently a very full timeout as both teams are still huddled around their respective coaching staffs. Again, back to kind of the upcoming schedule tomorrow night. Sports look Friday night. Who we got Friday night? Moore Hill Mount Academy again, was it? 3:35 to go. 53-32. And up the floor with the Willamette Valley Falls. Here comes Hayden Kearney. He'll dump it over to the left side. Zach. Evans will head for the baseline just outside the block. Dumps it over to the left side. Thayer Coleman. Back it'll come again to Evans. He'll work around to the right side. 3:20 to go. Now driving in. One hand runner. Oh, that's a pretty shot. Up and in. Zach Evans. He's got a dozen. It is 53-34. 3:10 left. Here's Siebert. He'll go to the right side. His falling away shot. No good, but a foul. And Siebert will come to the free throw line. This foul is going to be the fourth of the ball game for John Frakes in Valley Falls. 3:03 to go. Luke Siebert, 4 points tonight. Hasn't had a free throw, but his first one's good. Just tosses it right up there. The Ravens are going to bring Grody Coatman back in. With 3 minutes to go in the ballgame, leading it by 20, Coach Rapplinger has not gone very deep into the bench exactly tonight. Here's the second shot missing. 54-34. And Korbelik will slap the upcourt pass out of bounds. It'll be brought in by Valley and Zach Evans. 2:57 left. Skip pass comes in out on top. And Valley Falls has brought Grant Meyer, freshman, into the game. Back out on top is going to be Hayden Kearney. He'll cut down the left side of the lane, brings it back out on top to Meyer. 2:40 to go. Meyer starts left side. Skip pass over to the left to Thayer Coleman. Coleman back out on top to Hayden. The runner nicely done. Hayden Kearney. 54-36, 2:20 on the clock. Here come the Ravens. Brody has it in the lane. He's been in there for a really, really long time, and now he'll just step out. That's enough. The turnaround shot from the right side misses. Coatman goes up for the rebound. I thought maybe he'd gone over the back, but there was no whistle. Back up to the Willamette Valley Falls. Dragons off the rebound into the forecourt. We go inside 2 minutes left. For Valley, they'll take it around the right side. Handling it is going to be Grant Meyer. The feed left, the running shot. Two more for Hayden Kearney. And we'll get a Valley Falls timeout. Timeout, Joseph, with a minute 49 left. Ravens 54, Dragons 38.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Brings it in and brings it up. Here's Harris with the ball to Korbelik. Ravens have four of the starting five in the game with a minute 35 to go. Brody Coatman, the fifth. You've got Beagle and Korbelik. You've got Harris, Siebert, and Coatman. Here's a driving layup from the left side. It's up and good. And Mark Harris now at 17 points, 56-38. Minute 17 to play. Kearney goes right side. Zach Evans will shoot and score, and Coatman will commit a foul. So Brody picking up his third foul. And Zach Evans, 14 points and a chance at 15. Dylan Cervantes has been out for a little while. He'll come back in, and he'll be replacing John Frakes for Valley Falls. And for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they're going to take Coatman out and bring back a starter. in Sam Joyce. The free throw and the completion of the three-point play for Zach. He's got 15 points. Nice night for Zach Evans. With a minute eight to go, 56-41. Morehill Mount Academy with the lead. They've got the basketball up 15 now. Around to the left side, Parrish. You've got Miss Pagel in the game. Keegan will start right, go back left. Ray was just running the time off now, 40 seconds to go. They'll hand it over. Harris will drive to the baseline and get fouled. The whistle's going to be called on Dylan Cervantes. Dylan has gone all this time. We're down to the last half a minute or so in the game, picking up his first foul tonight. Ravens have a couple of youngsters at the table. They're looking very impatient, hoping to get into the game before it's all over. And we're down to the last little dab. Coming in for Coach Rapplinger. That looks like, is that Adam? Is that Adam Cobble coming in? And also checking in is going to be Miles. So Adam Cottle, Miles Dulac. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane, missing. Rebound tipped around, hauled down by Keegan Miss Pagel. 20 seconds to play. Miss Pagel will go to the left side in front of the bench, comes out on top to Adam. Cottle holds the ball, goes back Keegan. 13 seconds left in the game. Ravens just running the clock down. Now out topside with it is going to be held by Siebert. That's going to do it. Your final score tonight. Morehill Mount Academy 58, Valley Falls 41, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town and Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where tonight in the second game, Morehill Mount Academy back and forth with Valley Falls. They were tooth and nail trading back and forth. The lead, nobody led by more than three until right at the last bucket of the half when the Ravens went up six, but the second half, another story. Morehill Mount Academy winning it tonight, leading by as many as 22 in the second half, winning 58-41. For Valley Falls, 15 tonight. Zach Evans, leading scorer. Dylan Cervantes right behind him with 13. It was 8 for Hayden Carney and 5 for Thayer Coleman. For the Ravens, Mark Harris, your Bank of Atchison player of the game, had 17, 13 of those in the first half. 11-9 for Parrish Beagle, a half a dozen each. Look at this even scoring. Sam Joyce, Jonkin Ngwaba, and Brody Coatman, all with 6, 5 apiece. Bowden Korbelik and Luke Siebert. Ravens now 14-4. Valley Falls goes to 8-8. Opening game of the night. Wanted to share with you that it was a Lady Raven win, 36-25. So a sweep for the Ravens on the road here tonight. Sports Talk tomorrow here on CAN Radio. Basketball Friday and Saturday. I want to thank you for having joined us. Till we reach you next time for Joseph at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Katz here in Valley Falls, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.